There's some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back!
Shut your face! I came back for the music.
Allons-y.
I'm sorry?
It's French. But let's go.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day...
Home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
One day you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Queer FM. This is DJ Denise hanging out with you. A nice, beautiful, sunny morning for us all. We can all have a nice sigh of relief with our cool weather. We are so lucky out here. I think I say that almost every morning. The weather is beautiful. Not a drop coming out of the sky. And we just get to enjoy. So continue enjoying. Let me see. Do I have much to report on for the weekend? Well, I was very, very busy this weekend with events. Whistler Pride happened. And I went up for the Thursday events and checked out Throwback Thursday. I also have been working with Outlook TV, so they had me report on the event, which was great. I got to meet lots of the partygoers and also, you know, get their take on how they were enjoying Whistler Pride. It was great that I actually met a lot of first-timers coming up to Whistler and enjoying. And then I stayed over for the night and we checked out the flag procession. What they do in Whistler is they bring the flag down the mountain and then through the village, which is great. So down the mountain on skis, snowboards, or however you get down the mountain is what they did. And well, I didn't get to partake in the skiing part, but we walked the flag through the city to the Olympic rings and had a great celebration there, which was amazing. And then after that, I just went home. I stayed in the village and had crepes, and then it was back to Vancouver. I had a late night gig over at the Astoria with Rent Check. Shout out to the people at Rent Check for putting on a lovely event. Amateur stripping happens at Rent Check, and the winner, grand prize winner, gets $500. The second prize winner gets $200, and third prize actually gets $100. So I think rent checks a great venue for, you know, coming out and shaking your stuff if you ever want to. So that was my Friday. Saturday was a big celebration with the rugby, the 20-year anniversary for Vancouver's rugby alum. They have held the event at the Heritage Hall, had me DJ, which was also amazing, great fun. Everybody was dancing way into the night. And then from there, I took my Sunday off and just had a nice little breather, because the whole event on Saturday at the rugby, for the rugby club anniversary, they had me bring out my speakers and Baby C, one of my great friends and performers in the city. She threw down a great set of her own. Got a little video there. I think I posted it on Facebook. So if you want to check me out doing my thing, hear my sound system blasting, you can do that. This week, it's not as hectic as last week. I've got the Abstract Cafe, which is happening on Friday. Mostly femcs. The hosts for Raw Speakers is hosting a great event where lady MCs in the hip hop world can showcase their work at the Abstract Cafe. This is on Venables Street near Commercial Drive. I gotta get the address to the Abstract. We're still working on the flyer for that, so stay tuned. But I'm all over that. Friday's the day to check it out. And what else we got? Well, I'm gonna check out my events and then report back. But I've got some great music in store for you all. I haven't played this in a little while. Danny and Lizzie with Keep Her Love. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM.
You see, there's really nothing to it. There's a simple way to do it. You don't you ever hold them back, baby. You know as well as I do that they'll just pack up and run, 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 run. And when they run for the hills, you can kiss them goodbyes. You can try to clip my wings and I'll just spread them and fly. Keep her, keep her. Keep her, keep her. So if you wanna keep her, keep her.
Straight to a white God, now a head nod, church in the booth. back, I can never finish. Like I'm only ever glitching, scratching on the surface. If I'm worth it, don't mean I'm perfect. I'm pushing out a limit, I ain't trying to stay in it. They say, you're ungrateful, you think too far ahead. Don't you see what's right in front of you? Use your head. I use my heart instead, I never trade it for a ticket to your walking dead. I drop my heart in every crack, watch it overflow. Blood, sweat, tears on my mic at the show. Could drown any motherfucker in my ill flow. They'll just say I'm really good for a girl though. No place in the books written. Out of history, don't look for cooks, so I keep spitting. For all the aliens, I rise above the clones. It's a time to feel alone, but the stage is my home.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, think I'm Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA, and the Scaglia, to lead in, for my queen must stay out.
Oh yeah, 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. We're just doing a good old job of hanging out here. Got some of my favorite part of the day, or part of the show for y'all. It's the news portion. Oh man, the news in the world has been strange. Matt, you gotta definitely do a cough on that. Hasn't been the greatest. Nothing to write home about or be proud of too much. I have to remember what I even wanted to talk about. It's just been a crazy one. I have been following some of what has been going on in the Americas, and it hasn't been the greatest. I won't start off in the Americas. I will talk about Canada. First of all, I have a piece of news from Toronto News. Police are investigating three alleged assaults in Toronto's gay village. This isn't the greatest news. I really don't like to report on sad news, but this is what we've got going on. So, this piece of news is dated January 27th, 2017. Toronto police have allegedly are investigating three alleged early morning assaults in the Church Wesley village from earlier this month. All three alleged assaults took place at the intersection of Church and Matlin Streets. Brandon Kerr told Extra that he was attacked by two men around 2 a.m. on January 4th, 2017, after he and two friends left Flash at Church Street nightclub. 2 days later, police say they received calls about two separate assaults in the area. Constable William Scarlino, who is in charge of the investigation, told Extra by email that both callers gave a vague but similar description of the group involved on January 4th. Allison Douglas Cook, a Toronto police spokesperson, said in an email that the early morning attacks on January 6th both appeared to be unprovoked. According to Douglas Cook, the alleged victims' injuries were not serious in nature and paramedics were called, but the victims did not need to go to the hospital. Toronto police are considering the possibility that all three assaults were carried out by the same group of people. Scarlino says that the police have not been able to find any video of the alleged perpetrators. The January 4th incident, they were clearly looking to beat up someone. Kerr says of his alleged interaction with the group on January 4th. Kerr, who was dressed in drag at the time, says that he was followed and hit by two men after a verbal altercation. Cody Margerson and Chelsea Dowie, who left the club with Kerr, say they were walking towards church and Matland Street when a group of men heckled Kerr. I can't remember specifically what they were saying, but they were trying to instigate something, Dowie says. And Brandon said, not even that loudly, whatever, bitches. Whew. Dowie says that the three of them, the group of men, cornered Kerr in front of an apartment building. I went up to the steps. Then I turned around and they were in front of me hitting me, Curry alleges. I knew that it was just going to get worse, so I jumped in front of Brandon, Dowie says, and I'm unfortunately only 5'4", and they were able to reach over me and they punched him in the face. Dowie called the police and says that one of the men threatened them before running off. At one point, the leader said to us as they were leaving, "We're going to be back next week to finish you," she says. Kerr, who had moved to the village the day before the attack, walked away from the incident with a black eye and cuts on his face. "I'm kind of glad it happened to me and not someone else by themselves, because it could have gone a lot worse," he said. Other men told Extra that they were heckled by a similar group while dressed in drag that night. Matt Kokia says that he and his boyfriend were saying goodbye to friends near church in Alexander Street when a group of men started yelling "fish" at him. "And I thought nothing of it, and then they started yelling more things," he says, "like, 'You're going to go home and F that faggot.'" Ryan Boa says that he was walking north on Church Street a little bit before 2 a.m. when a group of men began to heckle him, yelling, "Hey girl, hey baby," and even chasing him after he got into a cab. Scarlino says the group is not suspected in connection with any other incident since, while no arrests have been made. The incidents are still under investigation. Oh dear. Alright, so if you're from Toronto and you can help out and know anything about this bad behavior and illegal offenses, please come forward. Tell somebody. Tell a friend. If you can't tell the police yourself, just, I know they have those Crime Stoppers lines also, and I think you get $2,000 if you report a crime and it is actually solved. So there's an incentive. Need $2,000 and are from Toronto or know people in Toronto or were in Toronto? Step forward, please. Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk about Trump and his ridiculous ideas. The new executive order to not allow the seven countries in has been the most outrageous, which just was handed down, I guess, yesterday? And I just was watching the news also in Washington State is filing a bank, or sorry, not a bankruptcy, it was filing a lawsuit against that order, so that it can get thrown out. But we'll see what happens. This piece of news that I'm looking at here is in LGBT Nation, and it's dated January 30th, 2017. It says, White House says anti-LGBTQ executive order not in the plans at this time. So, as we previously reported, sources have said an executive order from President Donald Trump that would allow for discrimination against the LGBT community could be coming this week. Press Secretary Sean Spicer was asked by reporters from the Washington Blade if a religious freedom anti-LGBT executive order was in the works, and he declined to answer. I'm not getting ahead of the executive orders that we may or may not issue, Spicer said. There's a lot of executive orders, a lot of things the president has talked about and will continue to fulfill, but we have nothing on that front now. A White House spokesperson has also responded to NBC News by email, seemingly to deny the reports. As Sean said in the briefing today, we don't want to get ahead of executive order slash as a, executive orders and actions that are coming, but that isn't the plan at this time. White House Deputy Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham wrote, the rumors of an anti-LGBTQ executive action by President Trump are deeply troubling. Jody Winterhoff, the Human Rights Campaign Senior Vice President of Policy and Political Affairs, told LGBTQ Nation in an email statement, we already know that he is willing to target and marginalize at-risk communities for his perceived political gain. As the president and his team plan their next steps, we want to make one thing clear. We won't give one inch when it comes to defending equality, whether it is full-on frontal assault or an attack under the guise of religion. Mike Pence should know that better than anyone given his track record in Indiana. Meanwhile, there is still concern over the First Amendment Defense Act, which would allow for discrimination against the LGBT community in much the same way this rumored executive order would, in areas such as private business, healthcare, employment, and housing. Unlike an executive order, First Amendment Defense Act would have to pass Congress. The offices of Senator Mike Lee and Republican Raul Labrador both confirmed to NBC News last week that they plan to introduce it. Trump has previously signed support for the First Amendment Defense Act, and his pick for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions, recently defended it. Oh my. Okay, so, again, not great news out of the United States. And I would like to move out of the talking about the United States for now, and probably get into some music, because music just kind of soothes the soul, I guess. I've got some Quana Style. This is brand new. I was just sent this new track. It's called Love Will Set You Free. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM.
Let go. hood, just another day around the way. I'm riding round BK, cooling like every single day. And I know we're looking for a change. And I know exactly where it is. It's in the most beautiful thing in this world. Oh. Dum 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 dum.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Fate. Sex. God. Everyone has a secret. In a series of tantalizing vignettes, over 100 characters search for love and information.
They discover themselves and each other through tango, torture, and karaoke.
UBC Theater and Film presents Love and Information.
Written by influential and award-winning playwright Carol Churchill.
And directed by MFA candidate Lauren Taylor.
For tickets, visit theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Yes, 101.9 FM CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Janice, hanging out with y'all, letting y'all know what's happening in the world. I've been following a couple of news stories here, and I know lots of people have been checking out the American debacle. anyways, there is a lot going on around the world, which is cool to know, because the world is a big place. I'd love to do some world traveling. That could be in the cards soon. So, what is my news story? Let's see here. I was looking at an article that says a church in Norway approves new rule allowing religious weddings of same-sex couples. Now let me make sure I get that. Oh, so Church of Norway approves new rule to allow religious weddings for same-sex couples. This is in Gaystar News, and it's dated January 30th, 2017. So that's cool. Same-sex couples in Norway can now have a religious wedding in a church after a new rule was passed today. January 30th. The synagogue of the main church, of which more than two-thirds of Norwegians are members, passed a liturgy in Trondheim to allow clergy to officiate marriages for any couple. Any couple. 89 of 112 members voted for the proposal. The traditional text will be slightly modified. For example, not using the words bride and groom. This is the day when a prayer and a dream come true, and Gard Sandraker Nilsson, you should not be able to give a couple the cold shoulder. Oh, I like that. So Olsen Bishop Ole Kristen Kevek, who voted for the proposal, admitted the decision would cause him grief. Yay! The vote also led to priest Yavid Bardin leaving the church in protest against same-sex marriage. While clergy are not forced to perform marriages of same-sex couples do have the right to marry in a church of their choice. Norway has allowed same-sex marriage since 2009, but chose not to allow religious weddings. Denmark passed religious weddings for same-sex couples in Denmark in 2012, and Sweden also did so earlier in 2009. Wow, good job, Norway. You guys are progressive and good. I remember talking about a little wedding of my own and was told there's no way it could happen in a church. So that's really good to know. Because, well, it's not a big deal to me, but that's a thing. Moving on, I have great news here. I was reading about Thailand as well. And, oh, where was that? Thailand and Mumbai. Well, Mumbai Pride actually just happened this weekend. Let me just double check where I read that. I know it was in Gay Star News. One minute while I find that piece of news for you all. Mumbai Pride. I love Pride. Pride in Vancouver was really cool. In Whistler. It was great to be a part of such a great event. So Mumbai Pride March, I'm just reading from, what is this piece of, Hindustan Times. It is dated January 29th. Mumbai Pride March, LGBT supporters share their hope for the future. So traffic came to a stop on Saturday afternoon as a sea of color and mirth marched through Grant Road. The QA, Queer As You Mumbai Pride March 2017, was as colorful as ever and appeared to be bigger and better than before. There were men in heels, women in dhotis, dogs in rainbow outfits, lesbian dogs, we were told. Massive flags floated down. D-holes played and parkards demanded equality for the LGBT community. Placards demanded equality for the LGBT community. As this colorful army walked, windows facing the road opened, car windows rolled down, and cell phones were fished out. What's going on? Why are they marching? Some curious bystanders asked. We opened a window of sorts as well, with a live Facebook video. This was a ferocious one, as social media always is. The comments saw criticism and the usual, that isn't natural, line of thought, but there was support and encouragement in equal measure. Since the weary see the community as a mass of people different from themselves, we decided to break the wall and dive in, to put faces to the crowd. We asked five people at the Mumbai Pride the same question: why are you marching? What do you think this will achieve? Here are the answers in full in their own words. We aren't going away. I like that one. With moments like the Pride March, the main aim is to create awareness, to encourage that everyone knows we aren't just a small minority, that we are here, we are present, and that we don't hide behind closets. The idea is also to show the diversity that exists within ourselves, within the LGBT community, and to prove that we come from all different classes, from different states, and different parts of the world. We aren't going just to go away, in fact. We are only going to get louder and louder every year. The more the government suppresses our rights, the louder we will get, the louder we will shout. We will just keep marching to make more noise. I like that one. And then there was another comment. We're not a minuscule minority. This is my second Pride in Mumbai. I've come from Delhi to attend it, and it's incredible to see how we've grown in numbers, which just goes to show that we're not a minuscule minority, and we are here to celebrate ourselves, to be proud of ourselves, and we're not ashamed of who we are. We are protesting for getting rid of Section 377. We want to amend it as soon as possible. It's been hanging for so long. It's so sad that we haven't been able to talk about marriage equality and that we call ourselves a democracy. So I hope that with these prides, we come out more in the open and celebrate ourselves. And then another comment was, I can't tell my mom I'm here. Oh, that's a popular one, I'm sure. This is my first Pride March. I grew up in Delhi, but when I moved to Mumbai, I saw people coming out. I felt that in Delhi, such a community is not really accepted, but I felt Mumbai was quite a bit ahead than the rest of India in being accepting. Some of my friends are bisexual or gay. They are here also participating in the march, and I really want to support them. Plus, my colleague is really supportive of LGBT causes. I've spoken to my parents about LGBT issues. They are not really supportive of it, but they are okay with me supporting it. I can't really tell my mom that I'm here right now, but my sister is supportive. I don't know what marches like these will achieve for us 5 years from now, but I guess we'll get it legalized somehow. I don't know. Ooh. Well, that's a great little piece, and Mumbai is just forging ahead there with their march. And I hope that they get marriage equality soon. That would be really handy. So you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise hanging out with you. We have just had a great little bit of news there, and I'm going to fly into a tad bit of music. I found this cool little thing called Falling For You by Lionheart. This is a new song for the end of 2016, so check it out. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR.
Lay my hands down and let you take over. We'll fall asleep if you stay. If I fell down, I wonder if you'd catch me. No. I trip on all your wires, climb onto your rope. I swore I'd never let you have what you don't deserve again. I saw you, man.
steal my heartbeat to play your marching. The dancer you say no more. Is there some way that I could stop the need? No. Skip through all your fires, climb into your palm. I swore I'd never let you steal pieces out of me again. If I break down, will you still leave me broken? You fooled me once before, but now I'm falling for you all over again. Falling for you.
Everybody lately is always, always hating, reading and shading and spilling tea.
Not me.
Feels like I gotta fit in. How does one find their own identity? Where the hell's the chorus? Doesn't match the format. Well, either do I. You'll never ever make it out of your parents' basement. Some people will not get it. You're gonna have to change it. Wait. Don't lose the groove, the one that makes you you. You gotta silence all the voices. Listen to your body's tone.
Don't lose the groove, no matter what.
to your body's tune. Silence all the voices. Silence all the voices.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
February 4th at Open Studios in Vancouver, Sequential Circus celebrates 10 years of showcasing cutting-edge West Coast live electronic music with Sequential Circus 20. Featuring live musical performances by Computer Controlled, Dega Sound, Dark Arps, Kafka, Kimlet, and NoCore, plus performance art by Subscura, live visuals, and much more. Put on your dancing shoes and join us 10 p.m. Saturday, February 4th at Open Studios. More details at sequentialcircus.ca or facebook.com/sequentialcircus.
Communities in rural Victoria are being warned to stay vigilant as bushfires continue to burn across the state.
The death toll keeps climbing, not because more people are dying, but because more of the dead.
A swing set, fires,
fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, fires, It's just not over yet.
Everything else I realised I had to get out of the way to run the
Roscoe, your children.
Mate, you know, they were just the best. You know, they were the best.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, doing my cool news. Time's running out on this show. We've gotten shortened now. There'll be a new show coming up just after me at 10 o'clock, so look out for that. So what I'm going to do is I've got one little piece of news that I'll mention here, and then I'll talk about events that are happening in Vancouver. Oops, pardon me. So I just noticed this cool news here in LGBT Nation. Breaking news, actually, it says here. Boy Scouts allow a transgender, or now allow transgender children. This is dated January 30th, 2017. Late Monday, the Boy Scouts of America changed its position on transgender children, like Joe Mondano, 8, of Syracuse, who was suing because his troop kicked him out for being trans. A spokesperson said the new policy will allow trans children who identify as boys to enroll in its boy-only programs. The organization announced it will now base enrollment in boys-only programs on the gender a child or parent lists on the application to become a scout. Previously, the Cub Scout troop Mardano belonged to requested a copy of his birth certificate, and before telling his mother he could no longer participate, the BSA, Boy Scouts of America, spokeswoman told the Associated Press it made the decision based on how gender is being defined in states and communities across the country. In December, the former scout told The Record, "It made me mad. I had a sad face, but I wasn't crying. I'm way more angry than sad. My identity is a boy. If I was them, I would let every person in the world go in. It's right. It's the right thing to do." Moreno's mother said she was asked in a phone conversation if she would produce a birth certificate for Joe after parents and other scouts complained about her son. Not one of the kids said, "You don't belong here," said Christy Moreno. An official said her son was kicked out because he did not meet eligibility requirements. Oh my, that is just one hard one to swallow. You know, kids just want to hang out, and especially transgender children. Why discriminate? What are we all hiding from? Is there something that a trans boy can't do that other boys can do? I don't get it. Anyways, so, into my events here. This afternoon, do I have anything for today? Let me see. Café du Soleil, Eureka, the experimental improv show. If you're into that, there's a web seminar happening. What else? Okay, so, starting with, do I have tomorrow? Okay. Oh, looks like the Taboo Vancouver's Taboo Show 2017 is the big thing coming up. That starts February 3rd through to February 5th at the Vancouver Convention Center. You want to get tickets, you can hit up online to check that out. Let me see here. Deluxe Edition presents Britney versus Britney at the Odyssey on Friday from 9 p.m. onwards to late into the night. What else am I seeing here? Okay. A lot of after parties. There's a cannabis farmers market happening at the Vancouver Art Gallery on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can get all of your cannabis needs, I'm pretty sure, from there. Yeah, those are my quick picks off of the list of events for this week. Next week is a big week for events. People are still just coming out of the Christmas slump too, so you have to take into account people are stacking their chips after spending so much over the long Christmas break. If anybody's looking for comedy, what day is this? House on Fire Comedy at Fortune is going on. This is stand-up comedy at Fortune Sound Club, Saturday, January... Oh, what have I got here? Why is it saying January 7th? Well, it happens every Saturday. 147 East Pender Street. They have comedy shows upcoming. New comics, open mic also. So if you are into testing your feet out on that, that's a good idea. Well, I am going to move on to some more music that I wanted to get into. Oh, I see the Blanket Fort Flank Fort is happening at the Astoria. This is, what day am I getting here? February 7th. So, Tuesday, February 7th. Next week, you can should add yourself or like the page of Blanket Fort Storytime, because they're loads of fun. It's happening at the Astoria, and the address is 769 East Hastings Street in Vancouver, and they start from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. So that's a lot of fun. You gotta get right into that, because it's gonna be enjoyable. So I've got this song called No Sleep by Blaster Jacks. Let's get into this. 101.9 FM CITR. Got 10 minutes till the show's over. So here we go.
fate, sex, God. Everyone has a secret. In a series of tantalizing vignettes, over 100 characters search for love and information.
They discover themselves and each other through tango, torture, and karaoke.
UBC Theater and Film presents Love and Information.
Written by influential and award-winning playwright Carol Churchill.
And directed by MFA candidate Lauren Taylor.
For tickets, visit theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Shame on you, shame on, shame on.